Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Hey, Wonkybot fans, this is Stuart St. John, and I'm super excited to bring you a brand new season of our supervillain comedy series, The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. And just a reminder that you can listen to this show and the rest of the Wonkybot lineup ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Just go to wonkybot.com and look for the Wonkybot Plus button in the top right corner, click, and you'll be on your way to an ad-free listening experience. Plus, you'll get access to special bonus content. In the meantime, enjoy this brand new season of the Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Thanks for listening.
One thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Those superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, yeah. Heard it all before.
Yes, yes. Almost have it. 1102! 1102!
Where you at, Doc?
In the laboratory.
What's up?
Hold out your wrist.
Jay, are we gonna play rock, paper, and scissors?
Where do you think we are? A kindergarten classroom? Now quit making those ridiculous hand gestures and stay still. Now then, let me put this on you.
Oh, a shiny silver watch. Just what I always wanted.
You are looking at my newest masterpiece, 1102. The Epic Watch.
Oh, like Apple, but epic.
Apple wishes they'd created something as brilliant as this. Epic Watch, on.
The Epic Watch is on. How may I help you?
Holy doly. It talks.
It does more than talk, my dear slug. Epic Watch, activate security mode.
Activating.
Eat your heart out, Mr. Timothy Cook.
The thing nearly fried me, frizzed off me bone.
Oh, don't be so dramatic. Your skin is easily replaceable. Now tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad was the pain?
An 11?
Let me adjust that then. Alrighty. Epic Watch, security mode.
Activating.
Ah! I thought you adjusted it.
I did. I increased the voltage power to a range that would kill a normal human.
I'm taking this thing off.
By all means, try.
What the? It won't come off.
That's because it really isn't a watch.
Huh? But you call it the Epic Watch.
Oh, that's just a code name, 1102, so that whomever is wearing it doesn't realize it's actually a high-tech security system that I control through my voice commands.
Sounds like a glorified electric dog collar.
That is a mildly accurate but highly unmarketable description. It's a good thing you're not in PR, my dim-witted dunce.
So what's it for, Doc?
To protect me from unscrupulous employees.
Unscrupulous employees?
Let me break it down into words with one syllable so you might understand. It means I have employees in my midst whom I don't trust.
I think employees is three syllables.
Wrong.
Employee.
Never mind. The bottom line is, I don't feel safe around my own laboratory.
Aw, Doc, you don't trust me?
It's not you I'm worried about.
Because you know I'm loyal to you.
Because I know you're too stupid to try anything against me.
So if it ain't me, wait a holy dolly minute. That leaves only one other employee.
Mm-hmm.
Me fiancé, Miliana.
You imbecile! Miliana is not an employee. She's an annoyance. And will graduate to being a royal pain now that you two have patched things up and plan to marry.
I'm the luckiest slug on earth.
That is debatable.
Okay, so if it ain't me or Miliana, then who could it...
I finished cleaning the plutonium containers, oh master.
Holy dooly. You means it's EB3?
Who else do you think it is, Slogface? Boy, he gets dumber by the second.
Thank you for finishing that little project, EB3. Now run on along and tend to my crystal-singing sound bowls.
I better get the Windex.
Windex? To clean my Tibetan court crystal collection?
I have no saliva or I would use spit.
Oh, my dark stars. My heart can't take this conversation.
You're gonna give the doc a heart attack, you lousy junkie.
That would be just terrible.
Skip the bowls for today, EB3. I'll just have to meditate tomorrow.
If you say so, you're the big boss.
You see what I mean, 1102?
Yep. EB3's the unscrupled employee.
Unscrupulous, you oversized oaf.
Well, butter me buns and call me Betty Crocker. I'm glad you're finally seeing the truth about that walking trash can.
Wait just a minute. You've suspected there's something wrong with EB3 and never told me?
What do you mean, Doc? I've been telling you for the last couple of years.
Lies! You've never said a word until this very minute. Maybe you're both plotting against me. Maybe I need to make a second epic watch.
Are you serious, Doc? I'm your ride or die, don't you remember?
Don't get mushy, 1102. You know I don't like mushy.
Sorry.
Anyway, I do think EB3's been behaving strangely lately. I'm concerned about his circuitry.
Jay. Do you think you're in danger, Doc?
I'm not sure. That's why I created the Epic Watch. It will monitor EB3's activity. If I see him acting up, I will simply tell the Epic Watch to launch into security mode, and he'll be given a powerful jolt that will keep him in line.
Hurly dooly. I love this Epic Watch.
Epic Watch, unlock from 1102's wrist.
Unlocking.
I'll take that back, thank you very much.
I have just one question, Doc.
Yes?
EB3 is a genius piece of machinery. How are you going to convince him to let you put that watch around his wrist?
You overestimate his sagacity, my dear slog. EB3 is a greedy little bot. He craves shiny new things. It's part of his wiring. So when I present him with this wonderful new device, he won't be able to refuse it. There's someone at the door. I wasn't expecting anyone.
Me neither.
EB3?
Yes, Skullmaster.
I want you to see who's at the door. But first, I wanted to give you something shiny and new. This watch.
Is it a Rolex?
No, but...
No thanks.
But...
Give it to the slug. I will get the door.
I think he craves shiny new and expensive things, Doc.
That ungrateful slab of metal. 1102, go upstairs and fetch one of my electronic safes and bring it down so I can place this watch inside. Until I can figure out a way to get it on EB3's wrist.
You got it, Doc.
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Hello.
How long does it take to enter a door around here?
May I help you?
What are you supposed to be? The butler?
I am Epic Bob 3.
Yeah, well, I ain't a fan of technology, so there's that. Anyone ever tell you you could use some sun?
Hey, I didn't say you could come in.
Will you get a load of this place? Outside, it looks like a prison. Inside, it looks like an abandoned mental hospital.
EB3, who's at the door?
Oh.
First, it's R2-D2. Now I got a man dressed in a flowing frock.
Frock? This is a lab coat, specially designed by Tom Ford, the designer.
Here, I beg.
And what is your name, madam?
Who are you calling a madam?
I didn't say a madam. I said madam, which is simply a formal way to address a woman.
You mean a formal way to call a woman old? Do I look old to you? Ignore the neck. Never mind. You got a name, Twinkle Toes?
She's getting more attractive by the word.
I am the world-renowned Dr. Ezekiel Epicopolis.
Doctor, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, well, too bad doctors don't impress me. You're all the same. Think you can get away with murder.
I am beginning to love this woman.
Listen here. I demand to know...
You a brain surgeon?
No.
Heart surgeon?
No.
Chiropractor. I knew it. It's those crazy eyes.
What?
Always looking at people like they're just a bad problem waiting to get cracked.
She is magnificent.
I am most certainly not a chiropractor. Now, would you be so kind as to tell me who you are and why you're standing in the middle of my laboratory?
Laboratory? Is that what this is? Looks more like a place for the criminally insane.
And she's psychic.
The name's Yolga.
Yolga what?
Yolga Basildenhout Podolva Povic Wisneski Novik Jones. Give or take a couple of husbands. But who's counting?
I'm sorry I asked.
And I'm sorry to tell you that you can't marry my daughter. Got anything to drink around here?
Marry your... Oh, my dark stars! You're Miliana's mother?
This is getting juicy.
I don't believe this.
You want a birth certificate? Look, mister, I came here with an open mind, but let's be real.
Real about what?
You aren't really interested in my daughter, are you? It's just between us girls.
Well, I've
got a sixth sense about these things. But hey, I run a little theater group back where I come from, and, well, I have a few friends I'd like to introduce you to.
See here, my dear woman, I do not need to make any friends, especially not ones in Jorgen Desh 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 Desh.
Jorgen Desh 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 Desh? That's not home.
It's not?
I'm East Coast, Queens, born and raised.
But I thought you said you were from...
Yeah. I used to live there, back when I was queen of the country.
So what happened?
There was a coup.
A foreign government threw you out?
More like my husband, Miliana's father. That good-for-nothing clod divorced me and shipped me back to the States without a penny to my name.
Well, Yoga, that is a riveting story, and one that I have already forgotten, but...
It's Yolda.
I assure you, I am not marrying Miliana.
Is it the gap in her front teeth? I mean, we can get that fixed.
This has nothing to do with her teeth. Simply put, I am not the one engaged to Miliana.
Then who? The metal pop-tart with the flashing eyes?
You're getting me excited.
No, Mrs. Yalga. It's me. I'm the one marrying your daughter.
A big man in a Halloween costume?
That's not a costume. He's just ugly.
Come closer, kid. You got a name?
1102.
Maybe something that doesn't sound like the time of day?
But that's me name, Mrs. Yolga. 1102.
Bend down so I can see ya. Not exactly what I call easy on the eyes, but you got good teeth.
Thanks.
And strong arms. You a football player or something?
Nah, just a slog.
A slog? Sounds like something I stepped on when I was getting out of the Uber.
I want to marry her.
Mrs. Yolga, I'm in love with Miliana, and I want to take care of her for the rest of my life.
I don't know. There's something about your eyes, kid. Something sweet.
Yes, I'm particularly proud of my handiwork in that area. Eyes are very hard to design.
So he's your kid?
In a matter of speaking.
It was his mother, Sesquash.
I am Dr. Epic's child, too.
Yeah, he's the bad seed.
I should melt you with my laser eyes.
Try it, you walking beatbox.
Enough, you two.
What kind of nut house is this?
It is not a nut house, Yoga. This is a secret lair for the purposes of...
Duh. Maybe we can hold off on sharing everything with Mrs. Yolga on her first visit?
Are you embarrassed by your family, 1102?
Look, Doctor, if you're 1102's father, then you're just the man I wanted to talk to.
About?
About covering the cost.
The cost of what?
Miliana's engagement party. That's why I'm here.
Miliana did not invite you.
Baby, honey pie, moon glow. Come to mama.
No!
She always did know how to exit a room with the subtlety of an elephant.
Oh, my dark stars, it's gone!
What's gone, Doc?
My watch. I set it here on the table, next to the safe you brought down, 1102, and it's gone!
Is it in the safe, Doc?
No, I hadn't put it in there yet. I was distracted by our visitor.
Hey, what you implying?
Don't look at me. It's not even a Rolex.
It ain't?
Doc, just activate the watch's security system. You know, the security system you designed to expose EB3's an unscrupulous employee.
The watch was a trap, an ambush, the old honeypot scheme.
1102, you blabbering imbecile!
Obviously a plot to try and implicate me in some wrongdoing.
Never mind that! 1102 is right. Activating the security mode will reveal its whereabouts. Epic Watch, security mode, activate!
Activating.
Mrs. Yolga!
Oh, my dark stars! Q was wearing the watch.
And now she's flat on the ground like a big pancake.
Yoga? She's unconscious. Watch's electronic current was too powerful for her human body.
But how'd you get it on her wrist, Doc?
She's a klepto.
What?
Look what's in her purse.
It's the front doorknob.
Kleptomania, an impulse control disorder that results in an irresistible urge to steal.
Oh, so that's what Miliana meant when she said her mother took back the best years of her life.
She must have stolen the watch when she came in. Yoga! Yoga?
It's Yolga, Doc.
Yoga, you thief! Can you hear me? Are you still with us?
Doc, she's not responding. I think your watch just killed Miliana's mother.
From WonkyBot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to alter time?
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over.
We've lost them.
Time space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, five teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trikus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please, don't hurt her.
Adamus is forced to search for five cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.